Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Sacrifice. How can Dada, hey, my Lord, you die for me? We honor you, Heavenly Father, for your love and mercies. We give you all the glory. I pray in the name of Jesus, honoring you for your favor. In the name of Jesus, every hand lifted is grateful. To them that are not here, I pray even in the name of Jesus, because they are also thankful. The people watching us on television, listening on radio, people who are joining us online, they and their families are very thankful to you. We use the opportunity to render thanksgiving with remembrance. We do not just give thanks, but we give thanks with remembrance for all your goodness toward us. Some people were buried yesterday. Some people will be buried the weekend after. And we stand here with thanksgiving. We stand here with praise. We stand here with sublimation and macrographics. We stand here to exalt your holy name. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Even as a nation, we are grateful for your mercies and your tender love that you have shown us. I pray in the name of Jesus for your hand of blessing. I come against every evil presence, every demonic and satanic presence, interference, intrusion, interruption. I silence it in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Savior of the world, Messiah of humanity. Come through for us. Save the sinner this morning. Reclaim the backslider. Clean the house. Purge the pulpit. And exalt your word. Do a new thing in the lives of your people. We will be careful to give you the uttermost, uttermost, uttermost glory in the precious name of Christ Jesus, our King. Somebody shout amen. Hands are clapping unto God. Give him glory in the house of God. Woo! Sha-da-da-da-da-ba-ha-ya-da-ha. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. We are live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and all these sister stations. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome all our lovely friends from Awake Television. We give God the glory for their lives. And we are also live on Amansan TV. We are live on Facebook, live on YouTube. And this morning, I want to thank God for what he is doing within this very short time of broadcasting on podcast. We have already, by the grace of God, receive over 1 million downloads on podcasts only. People downloading over 30,000 to 40,000 downloads of messages from this podcast, and they are listening from around the world. 40,000 in 1 week. Downloads all over the world. It shocks me and amazes me, even in countries where there are downloads, and sometimes I speak our language and they are still downloading. I wonder what they listen out of my language when I switch to, you know, preaching that particular course. And so, you know, that is why this W3 service is strictly an English service, so that I can be able to communicate to all the people that are downloading from the Philippines, Cagayan de Oro, you know, places like that, people downloading from New Zealand, people who are hearing the gospel. And in South Africa, I wonder what, sometimes I switch language, I wonder what they download to listen. But the Spirit of the Lord grants utterance and understanding. I give God the glory for what he is doing. So all the people that are listening to us on podcast life, good morning to all of you. If you have not yet subscribed to our podcast live, if you're using an Apple device podcast, look for Prophet Kofi Odjo. If you are using an Android device, go to the Podbean app or go to the Play Store and download the Podbean app. And then Prophet Kofi Odjo, you subscribe and almost about 600 messages will come to your device for free. John chapter 12 verses number 20 and 21 is my foundation. John 12, 20 and 21. Good morning to everybody that is in church this morning, especially to them that are fellowshipping with us for the very first time. I give God the glory for all of you. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We came to see Jesus. We seek to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus." I will go further and read possibly or arguably the most popular scripture in the Bible right now as relate and regards to the eschatological events in this end time. I am going to use opportunity to read Luke the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. In a G version, the Bible makes the subtitle Kokobo. I will not read it in G, but I will want you to understand that there is a warning that is sounding. Put it in the old software so I can follow up on that. There is a warning that is sounding. The trumpet, the last trumpet of the end time is sounding. And ladies and gentlemen, please don't miss it. You have only one chance. One opportunity. One chance, one opportunity. Life is but once. Live it well. Live it well. Sometimes when I look at the things that goes on, you know, and the way people live their lives, I look, I shake my head and say, what a waste. What a waste. What a waste. Who beat him in no monsa? No one trophy. Nyananiya. 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 Bunsam. Any riase. Any honami. Efreni peni. Nyananiya. Nyananiya. Debiya. I advise you to look for a functional, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, anointing, glittering church where the word of the Lord is being taught, rightly divided, where proper exegetical explanation, expatiation, and elicitation is being done, where the word of God is preached, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, where the word of God does not fear you, it is not intimidated by your predisposition. God's word is coming, and is coming vociferously and powerfully to everybody. It doesn't care whether honorable came to church or not. It doesn't care whether his majesty came to church or not. It doesn't care whether his excellency came to church or not. The word of God is the word of God, and the word of God sees and acknowledges all of us as souls, whether you are rich or poor, whether you are illiterate or elite or illiterate, whether you are, you know, educated or not, it does not matter. Whether you have some kind of DBA or not, it does not really matter. The word is the word. The Bible said it's sharper than every two-edged sword. It cuts asunder to the separation of the soul and spirit, as of the bone and marrow. It is the discerner of thought and the intent of the heart. In other words, the word is like a scanner or a mirror. When a person stands before the word, it scans you out. And that's why the Bible was talking about in James chapter 1 and verse number 21. The Bible outlines something concerning the premise of the word. He said, "For therefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." In other words, your salvation is predicated, is based on the word of God. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. The same was with God from the beginning. Through him was all things made. Without him was nothing made that has been made. In him is life. In the word is life. Don't joke with it. In the word is life. Go back to James 1. In verse number 22, he makes amazing, and he submits something by saying, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, that man is like a man beholding his natural face in the mirror." The Bible said in verse number 24, "He beholded himself and goeth away, and straightway forgetteth what manner of imagery he saw." People are coming Sunday after Sunday. They leave and they forget about what was deposited in their spirit. Deposited in their spirit. I like verse number 25 of James chapter 1. He said, "But whosoever look into the perfect law of liberty and continue what therein, and not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work," a doer of the work, a doer of the work, not even the word, a doer of the work. In the word is a work, a doer of the work, a doer of the work. "This man shall be blessed." In other words, you don't just get blessed because you came. You must be a doer of the work. Daniel Wakutu Shad, they should be a mirror. A dimu, now what tenemo? They should be a mirror. A dimu, now what tenemo? No, TAE. You can play the drums, but if you don't respect your mother, you are wasting your time. I'm telling you the truth. You can be Mrs. whatever, but if you do not submit to your husband, you are wasting your time. We are not able to display, you know, godliness. Godliness. This godless generation have corrupted the heart of everybody. You may be seated in the presence of God. Let me take my time to do my submission this morning. Good morning to all of you one more time. It's going to be an awesome time. If you have joined us on Facebook Live, your responsibility is to get your pens and papers and get rapt attention, participate, and the grace of God will be your portion. Also, share the page, start a watch party, and let us work all to the glory of God. Can I hear a good amen? It is a blessing to have all of you. I will use the opportunity before I lose myself. I will use the opportunity to thank God for the life of one of our very special pastors, Lady Pastor Elizabeth Amponsa. Today we are celebrating her life. This young girl here is a teenager in this church, and she turned 60 years old. 60. Can you believe that? I show her to the world, one of the greatest assets that God has blessed us and blessed me personally with. You know, a great woman of God, very faithful, very, you know, loyal, very diligent, very connected to the Spirit, a prophetess in tune with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Happy 60th birthday. Your best celebrated birthday, not the whole month for you. And so today we will celebrate you. Tuesday, we have a presentation, another presentation for you on Tuesday. And then the next Sunday, you know, we will take you out for lunch. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. We give God the glory for her life. Say a good amen. In my submission this morning, I was reflecting on the parabolical presentation that Jesus, the parabolist, made in Luke chapter 16 and verse number 19 to 30. I am going to take my time. It's a very popular parable, but let us use this in the premise of the prophetical presentation of this morning, and it's going to be a great blessing. Jesus is preaching to a great audience, and he said there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed very, very sumptuously. In other words, he was very prosperous and wealthy to do every day. The Bible said in verse number 20, there was also a certain beggar by the name Lazarus, which was laid in at the rich man's gate. And the Bible said that Lazarus was full of sores or full of infectious diseases that could not heal. In verse number 21, the Bible said very emphatically, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs. In other words, he was not able to afford even a single plate of meal in a day. He was desiring to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs of the rich man came out and licked his sores. In verse number 22, the Bible said, and it came to pass that the beggar died. The beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died. I want to remind everybody that whether you believe it or not, you will die one day. It doesn't matter when that day comes. It doesn't matter how many times and how intensely and intricately you confess, I shall not die but live and declare the words of God. Still, you will die. When that day comes, that scripture will not be applicable because your time has come. If this is not true, then so many people that I love and respect and really honor should be here. Like my father, Francis Kwesi Amoakon, should be here with us. Then the people like Bishop Olusi Tebiri should be here with us. Bishop Bob Hudson should be here with us. Bishop Anoye Bua should be here with us. Bishop Rex Odum should be here with us. The reason why they are not here with us is because when the time came, every man that is born of a woman lives in a particular time and dies in a particular time. In other words, the indispensability of time, it is, you know, it cannot be taken out of anybody's life. Everybody should volume in gospel. Let the nation listen. Where you are Jubilee House, woman chill woman said, and it any book has woman me TV and some kakra oh no pay. Now be our year Juma Ghana Armed Forces, woman so so radio, you know, in Chim Radio Nuncosro, and some kakra will be our year DC MC me pacho and no pay, and some kakra ha prosifun na muntia semi be and we and can you say, you know, you timmy woo it just anyhow be connect 31 or but down home as a Yamia turns out friends who here with the wire dear thing, you know. Pia and pay and some kakra will be our yokuno. You are some the man will be our yagire, a wife, a husband, everybody. There is a word from God. In other words, that nobody is indispensable. Nobody is indispensable simply means that nobody is going to cheer a boy. A dance of what they call, but some people are irreplaceable, like you. I don't think we have your kind on earth. I think that you are distinctly, uniquely made by God. And so I'm using the opportunity to submit something to you. When your time comes, according to Job 14:5, the Bible said that He had determined your days and that the number of your boundaries have been set, the number of your months that have been also appointed with God. He has set your bounds, and the Bible said that you cannot pass. In Psalm 90 and verse number 10, He says something very interestingly. He said the number of our days are in with it to 70 years, and if it goes further, it proceeds to 80 years. And the Bible said, and even the strength or the pride of that is labor and sorrow. The Bible said it is cut off. And so a man lives in the world, and at a particular point he is cut off, and the Bible said they fly away. I'm reading a parable, and in the middle of the parable I just paused to say these things. You know, the rich man died and was buried. The poor man died and was carried by angels unto Abraham's bosom. And the Bible said in verse number 23, even as I proceed further, the Bible said, and in hell, I am telling you, there is a hell. And in hell, the Bible said, he lifted up his eyes and being in torments. I'm reminding you that there is torment in hell. Hell! Isaiah chapter 5 and verse number 14, it talks about hell. The church don't talk about hell. The church is not warning us about hell. The preachers and the pulpiteers, little base will help me, are not talking about hell and hellfire, eternal damnation, which is all part, because salvation is a package. It begins with condemnation, and because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and then goes further, but you know, he has delivered us through Christ Jesus. If you read 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 18, for we know that we have not been redeemed with corruptible things such as silver or gold from our vain conversation which we received from our fathers. In the next verse, the Bible said, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. This is the kind of salvation that I cannot joke with. I cannot receive this eternal gift or eternal life and still remain in my dunk and in my filth and still remain in it. And so the Bible goes further in the parable that I'm reading. Yeah, let me read Isaiah right up to you. Isaiah the fifth chapter and the 14th verse. The Bible said, therefore, hell has enlarged itself. Hell! Asamai abaine numubaya. Hell! Has opened its mouth wide. And the Bible said, and it has opened its mouth without measure. And the Bible said, and their glory, listen to that, and their glory and multitude, and their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend into it. Put it in GMT. Let's look at the same verse of scripture. I want to tell every human being that is living in my time, pay attention. The Lord is speaking. The well of the dead is hungry for them. It has opened its mouth wide. It gobs down the nobles of Jerusalem along the noisy crowd. Noisy crowd of the Abu Hapapa. generation, we have a noisy crowd. Ghana, we have a noisy crowd. Even in the church, we have a noisy crowd. The Bible said the noisy crowd of common people have descended into hell. People are dying week after week, and we do not even ask the question, where are they going? Because who are inside? Who are inside? And intimate. Job chapter 14, verse 14. Job asked a question. If a man dies, will he live again? Oh, yes. Yes, my darling. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Hebrews 9:27 answers that question. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the Bible said there will be judgment. I'm talking to you about judgment. Judgment is awaiting everybody. Go back to the same scripture we were reading, and then let's look at it. Isaiah, I will want to read it in NLT and read it in the Message version, and then I will quit and then proceed further. The grave is licking its mouth in anticipation, opening its mouth wide. The great and the lowly and all the drunken mob will be swallowed up by hell. Last version, and I'm through. Is a show develop a huge appetite, swallowing people nonstop. People are going to Hades nonstop. They're going to Sheol nonstop. They're going to, you know, the pit of hell nonstop. People are dying every day, and we are asking the question, you know, where are they going? We do not even do that. We have nice meetings and services for these people. Nice casket, nice decoration, and nice interment or cremation. We do all these things. And yet, the souls of these people that are lying and we having memorial services for them are languishing in hellfire. Repent or perish. Luke chapter number 13, verse number 3 and verse number 5. Repent or perish. Repent or perish. Something is coming, 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 coming. Bibiba! Bibiba. Bibiba. Bibiba, go back to the parable, and I'm taking too much time with it. And let me just, you know, wrap it up quickly and let us do this, you know. Yeah. Go back to the parable, and it's Luke chapter 16. I'm here right now. In the next verse, 24 verse, the Bible said, and he cried out, the rich man cried from hell and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus. How did he know Abraham? Because in eternity, there is revelation knowledge. In eternity, you will remember it. Whether in heaven or hell, you will remember it. How did he know that it was Father Abraham? He didn't live in Abraham's generation. But revelation knowledge will tell him that this is Abraham, this is Peter. I can't wait to see Apostle Paul. I can't wait to see Jeremiah. I want to see Apostle Peter, Bartholomew. I want to go to heaven and see some of these patriarchs and ask them what some of the writings, especially Paul, some of the epistemology, especially, specifically what was he trying to say. I will want to see John the Baptist. Yeah, because I have a similar assignment like John the Baptist. I want to, when we get to heaven, I want to see John the Baptist. Maybe San Zemira and Ekose. Yeah. And some of you are on my name. I want to see a chair with tea. And I want to see a chair with tea. Because one year thing to talk. But a human one, I do good tea. Who John the Baptist? I'm a kind of say, we tell us, I'm the idea. I'm the board of Kunusos. I'm the pro you. I don't know. But your reward is great here. I will want to know. I'm telling you. The reason why I'm reading this parable is because, let me finish it up so that it will make sense. Yeah. Send Lazarus. Hell or man's instructions. Saying, What the hell is my instruction? Father Abraham, so my Lazarus. Whom are you? So my Lazarus, no one cousins, you may have mammy. We shall. Cried out to Lazarus that he may dip his finger, not carpool, finger in water and cool my tongue because I am tormented in this flame. There is a flame that is not vaporized. It is sulfuric fire. Yeah, that is where weeping and gnashing of teeth, that is where it is resident. Now let me go further into verse number 25 and then listen to Father Abraham. But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in your lifetime, everybody say lifetime, receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus, everything, evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. Verse number 26, nevertheless, there is between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. It's so that we cannot come to you and you cannot come to us. Yeah. In verse number 27, the Bible said, very interestingly, he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Let him go on earth and warn my brothers. I have 7 brothers. That they do not come. Move further, please. Let's work. That they do not come into this place. Oh, 5 brothers instead. I have 5 brothers that they may testify the gospel to them. Lest they come into this place of torment. There is a place of eternal and perpetual, infinite, unending torment that is coming. Verse 29, and Abraham said unto him, they have Moses, they have the prophet, they have Kofio Dro. Yeah, they have so many Kofio Dros around. They have you as a Kofio Dro. Yeah, they are people that are not afraid of a system, whether it's Jezebelic, Luciferian, or, you know, Herodic, whatever it is, the system, they are not afraid of the system. They can stand and proclaim the mind of God and the heart of God. Let them listen to the Kofio Dros. Let them listen to the preachers. Let them listen to the street evangelists. Let them listen to the apostles. Let them go and listen to what they have to listen to. The Bible makes it emphatically clear. In other words, what this rich man is trying to say, listen to this. What this rich man is trying to say, I wish I have another chance. I wish I have another chance. Hey, nobody prepares to die. Death comes suddenly. Death comes in perfume. Even the people who have grown old, 120, 110, even them, when death comes, it comes to them unawares. You are going to be successful. You will drive good cars. You will have a good life. Like your children are going to go to university, graduate. Your wife is going to be sweet. Your husband, great. Amazing things will happen. People that are going to marry, the Lord is going to open greater doors, set a table before you in the presence of your adversaries. Life is going to be good. This corona will pass and things will stabilize. Restoration will come. Restitution will come. You'll be in good health. And the grace of God will be your portion. But you don't know your time. You don't know your time. You don't know your time. Don't be deceived by your Mercedes. Don't be deceived by your BMW. Don't be deceived by your East Legon house. Don't be deceived by your Amasamai house. Don't be deceived by your Kaswa house. Don't be deceived by what you have and what you command and the influence you control. Don't be deceived by your fame and your popularity. I am talking to our so-called celebrities. Don't be deceived. Sometimes I am so saddened when I see these so-called celebrities. And some of them are married people. Married. With your winning yamin in a wound soon, yamin a wound mini panel, and Kafanidia Wukunua, whatever. That man, these are even our brothers and sisters, the Muslims, know how to cut a womaho, and that with the conceptions that this properties belongs to one man. Sorry, Peja will look for share at the phone with us here. You are Pompia Sraso, the Ababa Betana, and 1 year you're Penufuanum. Tia, yeah, Pawasura Hini and Nanya, yeah, prayer would have opened a TNM. No matter what it is, we want to make heaven. I will repeat that. No matter what comes, at all costs, you must make heaven. I'm talking to you. There are people, Mr. Dinsey, who have died, and when their spirit was departing from their body, they go like, oh no, I can't die. Give me another chance. I can't die. But there are people sitting here who already have the chance and they are doing nothing with it. You have the chance. Make it right with God. Don't joke with your life. Oh, nipa be serious. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7. The end of all, put it in New King James Version. The end of all things have come. Therefore, be serious. We are serious and God will preach. When a bear mat 5 years on your own one day, we catch them so you see. When you're serious. O bala basta yen yen one day. When you're serious. Missy! Ghana as a nation, you're serious. We are serious and Gamuni got him. We are serious. When you're serious. Baby, to say trade fair. That is supposed to be your international trade fair. And if you are serious about trade, business, entrepreneurship, and you support the private sector, and trade fair ninya baby, now me call OBS in the draw so then a brazier and wahata hata with trade fair. Mushara yankasa. When you're serious. So me, I do not believe so many things. You know, figures, beef, find the cuisine, GDP, Grover. I don't believe it. Replicated in the livelihoods of the people. I want to tell all our leaders, Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse number 11. You know, you go, you steal, you murder. Put the scripture there. We don't have time. Yeah. Jeremiah 7, in this house, which is called by men, go to the next verse. Let me, you know, possibly build up from now. Now go to the place. Okay, let's read from verse number 9. Let's build it up from verse 9. Jeremiah 7. From verse 9, yeah. Will ye steal? You steal, you murder, you commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to idols, and walk after other gods. And in verse number 10, the Bible said, and when you finish, you come and stand before me in my house. When you finish, will be anywhere over to me a culture. The people who died at Achimasafo. Died from two things. Accident. May their families have my condolences and my commiseration. We are in February. 16 people perish in two buses. And they were overtaken in the night. Mupentemakoyin. Drive like a tortoise. By morning, you will be there. And when I tell this nation, Jeremiah 4:22, they get offended. If we say, "Me mind, a Jimmy, you're a man kwasiya for, you're a boneo, you for Papa di yedi." Put a scripture there. Let Ghana visit that scripture. Asiya wo na ngro for ewu ye ubazo bi anis. I'm telling you, you have only one chance. And there will be tough form. And I'll be who said, when you're maybe a team of four. The people you walk around, kick around and all that, it stops here on earth. Mungosu makro no. Na mungosu new. Na girls in kitten kete su so girls in lufumu. Su so girls in lufumu. Was a fetu yamano, fetu yamano. Mushari ankasa. If you are near tot dying near the amano. Now people, children are sleeping on their bellies and writing on the floor. Monsieur, you have one chance before you stand before the throne of God. I'm telling you, I'm telling all my colleagues, altar workers, pulpiteers, men of God, women of God, who are maltreating your wives and your husbands and who are pioneers. Sometimes I wonder what is wrong with us when we didn't have money and we didn't have fame and we didn't have crowds and we didn't have all the opportunities. Our wives were our friends. Friends! And when the money started, the crowd started, and when the popularity started, now your wife is a piece of trash. Your husband doesn't matter. Now you are telling your wife that, you know, protocol. I'm telling you, you have one chance before Abotino every Wutia to attach him. I'm telling you, the moment you begin to mess up, God will replace you. God! Gospel musicians in our country have been replaced. I'm telling you, one of the reasons why Nigerian gospel music have preceded over Ghanaian gospel music. Go to our churches Sunday morning and listen to the kind of songs we sing in our worship. Ghana! Gospel musicians, go back to God. Matter for me. I'm telling you! Go back and repent. Repent. Beat me ya boshin when yaku kudrabu duku nwa betana. See you, mapa! You can commit abortion and come and sit here. You are very, very bold. Babies, the blood of babies are crying, are yelling. The blood of babies are crying, are crying. My time is up, but before I will wrap up this morning, I want to tell you, the day an undertaker will put a dress on you, I'm telling you, by that time, you have lost that opportunity on earth. Say a good amen. You will lose that opportunity on earth. Everybody, every human being that comes on earth, born of a woman, the Bible said is full, is have short days and full of trouble. I will finish up by saying this to everybody and then we close. God blesses you with 10 assets. One of them is ideas. He grants you very nice ideas. Yeah, this way chocolate drink was an idea. Despite media was an idea. U2Hydrator salt was an idea. X mineral water was an idea. Specialized mineral water was an idea. Twitter was an idea. Facebook was an idea. God blesses you with an idea. One of the things that he honors you with is opportunity. Number three, he honors you with time. Everybody has a particular time. It be what time. It be so time, Musa. The titi, hey, I'm telling you. The people that died at Achimasafo, they went to church last Sunday. They knew that this year was going to be a good year. They also went to 31st night. I'm reminding you, the opportunity and the time you have, don't joke with it. Meka samachero. Enfa breni akwenya nwa wenya na enfa nyimi. Enfa nyami adomu wenya. If you cover the mucha ni muno. Enfa nyimi. Tia niye. Enfa nyimi. Enfa nyimi. I'm telling you. You know, what is the point when you don't have time? Akayo, as soon as one is saying, or time, as soon as one is saying, you know, apri, as soon as one is saying, why should a husband and a wife be in a house and they are not talking for 1 month? Why? When you plan to worry, and what be denied soon, cram men soon. That's what I'm saying. Where is you? Where is you? Wave so. Wave so. And then we finish all this, and then we take this person and go and bury this person. 2 months! Many panuan who is so no, now we're bad damage. I have one of our members here. She used to be a Muslim. She was married to a Muslim. And then the gentleman died. But one of the reasons why she came here, I was preaching on television and she watched. And, you know, I was saying to the people, I'm telling you the word of God. Yeah. In Nepal, Ghana, ha, your grandfather be in office. You know, say, I don't want to talk about it. Ni libre a me de beka mo asa makani ebo se me kachire mo yui. Now we be office. Now we be team tane. So and they have rights. They have rights. And find the question. We be di trumu they have. Di ebe. Huh? We be fair, we be true, and we cannot, you know, talk about it. You know, as a nation, we don't have a stance to that, to evil and all that. We cannot have the bold stand that this it should finish. Period. Asa. And so. And all that kind of thing. These things goes on. O person with chawas as he so in Rusem. Instrument to my bonnie do ya matone drew free when yes I went. I'm telling you. May come dear Baku Penti again uncle so my bosom can or someone. I'm telling you. This is why you don't process your penny for the prayer in occults, secret societies. They wear shoes and they will come to church, honorable up, honorable up, but in the night they will be canching. A cow and a mojeshiegu on our roads. The road carnage has spiritual implications. And I'm telling you that God will judge you. Mekawe mudia waniaji. When ipanwa den a canoe wound to you, and God will judge you. God will judge you. If you are sick and know why is a wound to you, God will judge you. Mwa mabu boom crawful louvers will move ye. God will judge you. Ube tina fie sana net ye. Ready away mukase. Ah, we see our sins in wuna. Benkua wakano nano ya wata. And as you see a year say, I didn't swat him. God! You can't even love your neighbor. You cannot be kind to your neighbor. What is that? You cannot be kind to your neighbor. We are not here. We are so. We are from. I'm telling you. When you were coming, you were not wearing a Louis Vuitton and a Givenchy. You were naked. And naked, you will return. I'm telling you. Therefore, value the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, because he came unto his own, but his own did not receive him, but as many as received him, to them that believe in him, he has given them power to become children of God. Ladies and gentlemen, he is coming again, not as a lamb of God, but as a lion of the tribe of Judah. Amend your ways and repent. Amend your ways and repent. Amend your ways and repent. Mo amoni mo kuno no mo yire mo ejina court amujaiwom e ka chere Ghana di for no mo amuja mo yire mo Accra High Court without settlement. Tiaia! You tell me the one puna ko to America. You can't settle your wife? Something is wrong. Something is wrong. I'm serious, something is wrong. I'm reminding you that the Lord will judge your works. Yeah. He will judge the works. I think it's Revelation chapter 14, 13. Yeah. Revelation, the 14th chapter. I'm closing with that. And then we're closing off. Say a good amen. Revelation. I heard a voice from heaven saying, write. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. In the Lord. From henceforth, ye saith the Spirit, they shall rest from their labors and their works. Be kind to people. My neighbor who came here yesterday was speaking to me and was telling me she went to the hospital and she paid her bill, 800, and it was left with only 60 cedis, and they said it was left with another 100 cedis. And she said, I don't have it. And so she was getting up to leave. And somebody said, excuse me, ma'am, why are you leaving? She said, I don't have the money. She said, consider it done. It's paid for. That is a Christian. That is a Christian. Nyamesompa. Godliness. You are kind to people. You know, you are in a place and a pregnant woman is standing and you are sitting. Aren't you kind? You don't have a conscience. You don't have a heart. Huh? Can't you be kind to somebody that is... The man is a madman, but he is hungry. Be kind. These little children on our streets. I was shocked the other day when the minister of state said, when they come to your car, don't give them money. Really? I mean, seriously, really? Saying, when the Bible says I should be kind to the poor, minister says don't be kind to them. Woman, woman, huh? Please! Be kind to people. Be sweet. When your husband is under pressure, don't be an additional pressure. Hi, middle. All the married women in this place, kogo unoneye wasedi. Tears, ma'am, no come. Proverbs 31, there is a particular verse that says that God will strengthen your loins. Be nice, be sweet, and all that. Be a home builder, because God is going to judge your marriage. I'm telling you, God will judge your marriage. I'm telling you. I'm talking to you. I'm telling you. Oh, you can grab those hands, please. I'll close up now. You know, when you know, Obi Kotadi if you will be in chain, na insist on what the man on a brosso, no affair, the same inshira. I'm dealing with in sacramine in kitten, the little foxes that destroy the vine. I'm telling you, Okoda BMH, I know your bonnet. Oh, Bana was saying, we are the secret free in the wallet to move. Me say, when Mumma, you know, I just go to Mujan Huromo. I'm telling you the mind of God. Don't joke with salvation. And thank God you are to for. You have only one chance. I'm reminding you. You have only one chance. Where? Did you not hear you? If the Bible can kick him in nechi. Kick him in nechi. Name wa kukwemu bonibia. Ma breku. I'm serious. And this is why I keep telling all my colleagues, serve God faithfully. May we not come to your funeral and said you were a good man whilst you are in hell. Yeah. Because and now I bring the Messiah before you. He has brought you justification. He has brought you, you know, adoption, regeneration of the spirit by the washing of the word and water. He has brought to you adoption, that you have been adopted as children of God, that you can be able to cry, Abba, Father. He has also glorified you and exalted you. If you say, an animal was some kankaino, swamunawoto, mumra, and kawefura toa. But God is love. And gave his only begotten son, Jesus the Christ, that whosoever believes in Christ will not perish, and there will be no more condemnation to all of them that are in Christ Jesus. Yeah, one day he will say, come, thou good and faithful servant, come unto the rest of your father and come and enjoy rest. May you never destroy your relationship with Christ. May you never, you know, tarnish the love that God has lavished on you. And may you never miss the opportunity that God has given you. You have one life. Life is but once. Live it well. Live it well. Live it well. Live it well. Before the evil days start. Stand to your feet, clap your hands unto the Lord. You have only one chance. Only one chance. I want to conduct an altar call this morning. And I want to trust God in the name of Jesus. The grace of God will be your portion. If I'm a gospel musician, I have to be truthful to myself. I have to be soundly born again. Do not rely on the voice. Our sister Ebony, despite everything, was a very gifted singer. I'm telling you, had a better voice than most of these your gospel musicians. I want to tell you, serve God in diligence, in faithfulness, not in hypocrisy, not this hypocritical tendencies and predilection that we have in our lives. Serve God well. Serve God well. Serve God well. Serve God well, because it's not human beings hailing you around. They are not your judge. They are not your judge. I'm warning you. I'm bringing you a divine warning. Serve God well. Serve God well. Serve God well. Honorable, you know, Ajuma Penny manager, business boss, CEO, whatever you are. Do not exploit these young girls when they need jobs. Be kind. You never know when you will be having stroke and you will go and meet this person somewhere. Be kind. Opening doors for people. Somebody open doors for you. Be kind to open doors for other people. And without expecting anything from them. No strings attached. No strings attached. I am just being nice to you and that's it. And yes, we move here, dear, near tea. Now, dear, what are the air balls? So I catch the numun tea, whom the don't want your love and one monomony and the action will be no woman and one were dear. We are asa. Case closed. Let's be kind to our neighbors. Let's be kind to our wives. Let's be kind to our husbands. Everybody will desert you. Your husband and wife, if they are filled with the Holy Ghost, will be there. Because now that this generation, we need car, we need job. We need car, we can be job. And so money has become everything. We need car, you don't talk. We need car, your opinions don't matter. If you don't have money, you know, if you have money, you can break all rules because you have money. Very interesting. When the judgment of God begins, your money will not save you. I'm talking to you. Judgment is at your door. Judgment is. May I finish with, and this one in the new version of the software, so that I can reach you particularly in this one. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse number 9. Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 9. I close with that this morning, ladies and gentlemen, before we will sign off. It said, rejoice, O young man and young woman, in your youth, and let your heart be in the days of your youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But now I want you to know that for all the things you are doing, God will bring you into judgment. But I like the part was in the Hunu ye say. He goes further, you know, ye no say, yeah, who no say, ye no nanti, and when you uncle Paul Eddie will be quite. I will present the next verse, will be very exciting to you. Verse number 10, look at this, very interesting. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. Iti ya yure huo fri wa kumemu. Ne ya de bonne. Ma de bonne. Empare wo honam. Mwa mudi mkwashe friji mwa mwote serano. Muntie heyi. Nam dwen se wiye ni petuntum. Minka, minka. Manka. Ma enyano na mekaye. I had an accident at Chebi Odumase many years ago. The accident was very fatal. 3 people in our car died. In the other car, there were 2. They both died. When we went to the Chebi Government Hospital, the next person to me had his head split into 2. He was a man that had bleached himself so much that when they took him to the theater and were trying to sew the stick, the cut, the injury, it was not possible because of the bleaching. You may call it toning, you may call it polishing, but I'm telling you, or say Emma, bring the scripture back. I close with that. Emma adibone, nema adibone empare wohonam wohonam adibone manempare wohonam. People can swallow pills. As pregnant women to bleach fetus so that when the baby comes out, the baby is going to be a ubruni. This is why these young girls are sleeping with these Chinese people. Chinese women be in trouble with girl say, why? Me pese me baye bruni. Chinese fa me kwa di pe bruni. Kwa si agene, kwa si agene. Romans chapter 1:21. Enye ateni eye Bible. Eye Bible. Kwa si agene na mo. The 2 hands are lifted up. Immediately after this altar call, I will play the national anthem and pray for this nation. Hallelujah. Put your hand on your chest. You want to pray for yourself. And somebody wants to ask, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not from your presence. Take not your spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Renew a pure heart or spirit within me. Come on. Anybody that is listening on radio, this is the opportunity. Please don't miss it. The people who died at Asafo, apparently the numbers are going up from 16. Just like that. One eyewitness said that most of the people in the bus were sleeping at the time. Ubi wo hono mo anu wada enu afem diye wu. Hey! I have one opportunity. Kofi odro ema utiri mu nyawuda. Ema utiri mu nyawuda. Na anamwa eda wone obunsam jimu na iti ya. We a mistake. You are going to hell. A dear way na be kwa kofi odro. Shaya na unfidi edoso. Kofi odro unfidi edoso. Udi agro. Ghana fobe kukuru wabo fom. Wamu de wobo fom say, Tim, you are history. Eme udimu nye wode. Eni panu a wamu bebo aje wo sunwa. One more bit eat yours. If you dream, I wouldn't free near was somehow. Ubia! One tear, see, no, a on one asam. There was somehow on us somewhere, show one, no, and no, na ka. One more pa, woman tea. One more pa, woman tonchene. But when Yamia was soma, Emma will be a room when I woke with you. Don't let anything intimidate you. Then you uncle would you fire the coon? You couldn't be them baby. Sabaya, which you know, we would anymore, wouldn't you fall? Play the national anthem, sir. The soul of this nation is sick, and we want to pray that God shall heal our land. Stretch your hands on this national flag on the altar of God, and we are praying for Ghana. Pray for our sick city and our frail economy. And let me also ask for forgiveness for all the bloodshed of innocent people you killed, including my father, Francis Kwesi Amoako. You killed a righteous man. You killed a judge, a woman that was breastfeeding a six-month-old baby. And you pretend as if nothing has happened. Yeah. You killed a gallant soldier who had a gun and could have finished because he had a 16-round pistol that could have killed 16 people. He sacrificed his life. Sacrificed his life for Benji Tabuasefo. When I look at the wickedness this nation is purporting against, you know, people like these veterans who fought for this nation. 28 February, we put uniforms on them and they come and march, you know, on the streets of the, you know, the national corridors. Yet, they are languishing in poverty. What is the sense of, you know, dying for a nation when the nation cannot stand for its own and celebrate its own? And that is why, you know, now when you call the police on very fierce armed robbers, they are running away. Our nation is sick. Can you pray for Ghana? Let me hear your voice. Let me hear your voice. Forgive the blood of the generals. Forgive the bloodshed of the judges. Forgive the injustice that were purported against you know, J.B. Dankwa Edu, yeah. Till today, Ameswale hasn't gotten justice. My God, forgive this nation. The stain of that blood is still on our flag. Before we pray, you don't know Christ as Savior. You want your sins to be forgiven. You want to make it right with God. You want to amend your ways and submit your heart to Christ Jesus. Your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Make me born again and a new creation. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. It's a new beginning for your people. I pray your hand of blessing over them like never before in Jesus' precious name. And somebody shout amen. I pray also, Heavenly King, for Ghana, and I'm asking for restoration, restitution, recovery, and replenishment. Let the favor of God protect us from this deadly virus. In the name of Jesus, because your name is a saving strength, and your name can defend your people. Let your name defend your people, my God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.